ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 7, Chapter 2, Text 58. Hiranyakasipu, King of the Demons. Sri Hiranyakasipu Uvacha Bala Evam Pravarati Sarve Vishmita Chetasaha Gyatayo Minire Sarvam Anityam Ayatotitam. Sri Hiranyakasipu Uvacha Bala Evam Pravadati Sarve Vishmita Chetasaha Yatayo Menire Sarvam Anityam Ayatotitam. Sri Hiranyakasipu Uvacha Bala Evam Pravadati Sarve Vishmita Chetasaha Yatayo Menire Sarvam Anityam Ayatotitam. Sri Hiranyakasipur Uvacha Bala Evam Pravadati Sarve Vishmita Chetasaha Yatayo Menire Sarvam Anityam Ayatotitam. Sri Hiranyakasipur Uvacha Bala Eva Pravadati Sarve Vishmita Chetasaha Kyatayo Menire Sarvam Anityam Ayatotitam. Sri Hiranyakasipur Uvacha Bala Evam Pravarati Sarve Vishmita Chetasaha Jatayam Ideyar Sarvam Anityam Ayatotitam. Sri Hiranyakasipur Uvacha Bala Evam Pravadhati Sarve Vishmita Chetasaha Gyatayo Menire Sarvam Anityam Ayatotitam. Matajis, Sri Hiranyakashipur Uvacha Evam Pravadhati Sarva Vishmita Chetasaha Yatayo Menire Sarvam Anityam Ayatotitam. Sri Hiranyakashipur Uvacha Bala Evam Pravadhati Sarve Vishmita Chetasaha Gyatayo Menire Sarvam Anityam Ayatotitam. No, go, please. Sri Hiranyakasipur Uvacha Bala evam pravadhati sarve vishmita cetasa katayo menire sarvam nityam ayatotitam Sri Hiranyakasipu uvacha. Sri Hiranyakasipu said, Bale, while Yamaraj in the form of a boy, evam, thus, pravarati, was speaking very philosophically. Sarve, all, Vishmita, struck with wonder. Chetasa, their hearts. Gyataya, the relatives. Menhire, they thought. Sarvam, everything material. Anityam, temporary. Ayata utitam, arisen from temporary phenomena. Translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada. Hiranyakasipu said, while Yamaraj, in the form of a small boy, was instructing all the relatives surrounding the dead body of Suyagya, everyone was struck with wonder by his philosophical words. They could understand that everything material is temporary, not continuing to exist. Purport. This is confirmed in Bhagavad Gita 2.18. Antavanta ime deha nityasyokta saririna. The body is perishable, but the soul within the body is imperishable. Therefore, the duty of those advanced in knowledge in human society is to study the constitutional position of the imperishable soul and not waste the valuable time of human life in merely maintaining the body and not considering life's real responsibility. Every human being should try to understand how the spirit soul can be happy and where he can attain an eternal, blissful life of knowledge. Human beings are meant to study these subject matters, not to be absorbed in caring for the temporary body, which is sure to change. No one knows whether you receive a human body again, there is no guarantee. For according to one's work, one may get any body, from that of a demigod to that of a dog. In this regard, Srila Madhvacharya comments, Aham mama bhimanadi twayatotam anityakam mahadadi yatotam cha nityachapi yatotita ashvatantraiva prakriti Svatantra nitya evacha, yatartha bhutas chapara, eka eva janardana. Only Janardana, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, is ever existing. But his creation, the material world, is temporary. Therefore, everyone who is captivated by the material energy and absorbed in thinking, I am this body, and everything belonging to this body is mine, is an illusion. One should think only of being eternally a part of Janardana. And one's endeavor in this material world, especially in this human form of life, should be to attain the association of Janardana by going back home, back to Godhead. Sri Hiranyakasipu uvacha pala eva pravadati sarve vishmita cetasa Kyata yomenire sarvam anitya mayototitam. Hiranyakasipu said, while Yamaraj, in the form of a small boy, was instructing all the relatives surrounding the dead body of Suyagya, everyone was struck with wonder by his philosophical words. They could understand that everything material is temporary, not continuing to exist. Om agyanati mirandasya gyananjana shalakaya. Chaksurun miritam jena tasmai sri gurave nama. I was born in the darkness of ignorance, and my spiritual master opened my eyes with the torchlight of knowledge. I offer my respectful obeisances unto his lotus feet. So herein, The purport is given, Sri Hiranyakasipu. He's addressed as Sri Hiranyakasipu. He gave the story of Suyagya and how they were instructed by Yamaraj, the small boy, about the temporality of this material world. Actually, all of the Vedas are meant to lead us to this conclusion. We don't have any literature. In this material world, people are going to grad school and post-grad school and post-post-grad school. But there's no study about the temporality of this material world. Only study is about the material world and how to gratify one's senses. No clue in any course about how to get out of the quagmire of material existence. Even though everyone knows that this material world is temporary, most amazing thing, thinking I shall not die, everyone around me is dying. Every day we're getting some phone call or some post, so-and-so has passed, great yogi has passed, great devotee has passed, Mataji has passed. But we're thinking still that I shall not die. Most amazing thing, the Mahabharata says. For myself, it was very interesting. Yesterday I got a phone call from an old friend, devotee from St. Louis. I used to manage the temple there. Savas was there for some time. Nikatma, everybody. Old stomping grounds. What do they call? Alma mater? So it's been 25 years. And this devotee calls up, frantic. Please forgive me for all my offenses. And I say, you didn't commit any offense. Why are you saying? No, forgive me, please, now, at this time. I said, why are you saying this? What's wrong? Are you in trouble? He said, no, I had a heavy dream last night that you died. I said, you're kidding. What happened? He said, I don't want to discuss it, but forgive me, please. It was a tough day. I was meditating all day. Krishna, if this is the day, somehow let me be absorbed in your service. Let me do something nice. We went to the warehouse to do inventory because the audit is coming from International PPT. And we were engaged in service. But the premonition didn't come true yet. But I told him, you know, that's a great dream because thank you for reminding me. It is a premonition. It might be today. It might be tomorrow. It might be 2 weeks, 2 months, 2 years, 20 years. But yes, I'm going to die. And thank you very much for that. But Prabhu, please forgive me. Forgive me. Yeah. There was nothing. You're whatever. No problem. Thanks for telling me. So this is our fate. There is a wonderful story in the Srimad Bhagavatam. At the end of the Satya Yuga, a great devotee was born. His name was Pururava. And somehow, he was a king, but he was of this earth in the Satya Yuga. And in those days, sometimes the demigods and the demigoddesses would travel to this earthly planet. No more. But in those days of yore, Satya Yuga. So this one unbelievable demigoddess, female, from the court of the Gandharvas, Urvasi. She came to the place of Pururava, and somehow, as the material nature has it, they were attracted to each other, and they hooked up together. They married, or they got together for sense gratification. They begot a child. But before they got together, Urvasi, being a demigoddess, being from the Gandharva planet, the court of King Indra, told him that, you know, the demigods, we only eat food cooked in ghee. No corn oil, or this, what else they're using, sesame oil, canola. I don't know, I haven't gone in the kitchen for a while. Demigods only ghee. And she said, other thing is, you can never be naked. Because in demigod society, except of course their beginning of a child, they never keep naked or even half naked or semi-naked. Our culture, people like to be, Prabhupada commented in the purport, ninth canto, that in the present Kali Yuga, everyone likes to be naked or half naked. I think there was a news blast this last week. Man sniffed some drug. I think it was some chemical in a household item. Him and his friend. And they ran out into the street naked, chasing each other. And the one man went, as they say in our country, stark raving mad, and he bit off the face of the other man. I think this was in Orange County, isn't it? Or maybe it was Florida. Most things happen in Florida. Anyone who's listening from Alachua, this is your Kali Yuga. Florida gets more than California, even. Even we're going to do kirtan at some festivals. We went some time ago. Girl came up and said, can I dance during your kirtan with wings? And I said, sure. They have these hippie wings, and people dance and do all kinds of maneuvers with the wings. So we were chanting Govinda Jai Jai, Hare Krishna, Hare Rama, and I didn't understand. She took off all her clothes and put on a pair of wings on her shoulders, dancing naked to the outdoor sun. It was at a ranch in Malibu, hundreds of people. And we're chanting Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, Govinda Jai Jai. It's speeding up and she's dancing faster and faster. Actually, it was pitiful. It was very disgusting. Because even in the demigod society, this is disallowed. No half naked, no naked. That's considered to be very gross and unprofessional, very low class. So Pururava agreed. But this Urvasi, so beautiful, and they had so many wonderful times together. But in due course of time, she had two pet lambs. They were like her personal pets. It was in the night. And the Indra told the Gandharvas, I need Urvasi back in my court. She's been in this material world for too long, in that world too long. She has to come back to our material world, the heavenly planets, to the higher, still material world. So, the Gandharvas went to Gandharvas, and in the middle of the night, they stole her pet, what do you call, lambs. Took them away. Paruruva got up. At first, he didn't get up. Actually, Urvasi chastised him that you're not a man. What kind of person are you? She blew him out of the water. That what are you doing? They've stolen my pets, and you're just laying in bed. Go. So he immediately ran up. And he went, and he got back the lamb somehow or other. He returned, but because he had gotten up in the middle of the night, he wasn't properly dressed. And Urvasi said, thanks for the lambs, but you broke one of the rules, the golden rules. You're not dressed, and I'm out of here. And she left and returned back to Gandharva Loka, to the court of Indra. This Paruruva was heartbroken. He was crushed. This was, so to speak, the love of his life. He couldn't bear to be without her. And he'd do anything. He made all kinds of prayers and sacrifices. And the Gandharvas blessed him. They sent one woman who looked exactly like Urvasi, the Agnistali girl. I think Agnistali means the fire, the girl that came from fire. But he could understand from his relation with Urvasi that this wasn't Urvasi. This was someone else, and therefore he rejected her. And he performed a great sacrifice. He went to the forest and took Arani wood and performed a great yajna. This was the end of Satya Yuga and the beginning of Treta Yuga. And in those days, in Treta Yuga, by sacrifice. In Satya Yuga, by meditation. One could chant Om, which is representative of the Maha Mantra, and reach the Supreme Person. In Treta Yuga, by sacrifice. In Dwarpa Yuga, by, temple worship. But in Kali Yuga, Kalota Dari Kirtanat, Kirtanat Eva Krishnasya Mukta Sangha Parambrajat. In the Kali Yuga, by performance of the Samkirtan Yajna, chanting of Hare Krishna Maha Mantra and the performance of congregational Samkirtan, chanting and dancing, one can reach the ultimate goal. Kalo Tadari Kirtanat. So because it was Treta Yuga, he abused the performance of yajna, because yajna Vaivishnu. Sacrifice is meant for pleasing God. Sacrifice is meant for Vishnu. Our life is meant for Krishna. Narayana Paravyaktat. Narayana Para. We are meant to seek after the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And in our heart, Bhavagrahi Janardana should be that devotional sentiment to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. That's the purpose of this human form of life, whether in the Satya Yuga, Treta Yuga, Dwarpa Yuga, Kali Yuga. Bhavagrahi Janardana. So he abused the method of obtaining the Supreme Person, and he performed a sacrifice with this Arani wood and a yajna. But not yajna Vaivishnu. He did a yajna for his sense gratification, which is what most people are doing in this age. People are chanting, baby, 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 take me back. How I love you, how I miss you. Don't leave me, honey. Everyone is singing and chanting and offering sacrifice for sense gratification. Singing the blues. I lost my house. I lost my car. You left me, baby, but I still love you deep, deep down. Yajna Vaikama. Yajna, sacrifice for sense gratification. Chanting for sense gratification. Even we've seen so-called yogis, Mayavadis and Sunyavadis, chanting mantras for sense gratification. They chant in a performance, professional, kirtan, and oh man, we rocked. We rocked the house. Chanting is not about rocking the house. Chanting is about yajna Vaivishnu. Yajna, it is a sacrifice to please the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And when Krishna is pleased, what is that verse? Yasmin tu stay, jagat tu stam. Prabhupada was here in Los Angeles. We had the great fortune of being here. Prabhupada said, we have no experience of having this sweet ball crushed into hand and enjoying. That's not enjoyment. You have to give it to the mouth and go through the stomach, and the stomach digests and gives the energy to all parts of the body. By watering the root, you can't water the leaves. There's no plant that you water the leaf, you water the root. And then the root takes in the water and disperses it. Yasmin tu stay, jagat tu stam. By pleasing Krishna, by giving satisfaction to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, everyone becomes satisfied. So this personality, what was his name? I just said Pururava. He did not utilize his human form of life properly. He performed a yajna for his sense gratification, and because the yajna was done purely, it was the beginning of the Treta Yuga, he actually went to the place of Urvasi. He was transferred to the heavenly planets. But that isn't the goal. From the heavenly planets to the lowest planet, all are places of misery wherein repeated birth and death take place. Ultimately, maybe prolonged. We go to the heavenly planet, maybe a little more enjoyable, a lot more enjoyable, maybe a little more prolonged life, but ultimately is dukkhaya lama shashvatam, temporary and misery. Therefore, Srimad Bhagavatam tells us, and we hear within this verse and purport, that the human form of life is meant for yajna Vaivishnu, sacrifice for Krishna. We don't know when we're going to pass. Someone may be thinking, I'm only 22, now I'll enjoy my senses, and when I'm 75, I will become a really good devotee. I'll become very serious about my spiritual life. But let me enjoy now. We don't know. We may pass from this world at any time. We can leave. Nothing is preventing our passing from this world at 27, 30, 40 years old. What to speak of 60, 70, 80 years old? The writing is on the wall, is knocking on the door. They're calling you up. You're going to die. Be thankful if you get a call. You're going to die soon. I had a dream. I had a dream that you would die. That's a blessing, because then prepare. Prepare yourself not for more sense gratification, not for more economic development, but for Krishna consciousness. Absorbed in chanting, hearing, remembering, serving, praying, offering everything to Srila Prabhupada and Krishna. And then we're assured of reaching the goal, at least being put into a family of devotees where we can take up Krishna consciousness again immediately upon birth in a nice family. Or perhaps, if some of you are so pure and so absorbed in thinking of Krishna that the time of death means that I'll be transferred, you open your eyes and you're there in the spiritual world. Hari Lilamrita Vachaha. Prabhupada gave another class in January of 74, I think it was. Hari Lilamrita Vachaha. You close your eyes, and when you open them again, you're in the spiritual world, Prabhupada said. But you have to be Hari Lilamrita Vachaha. You're speaking. Our speaking and our consciousness has to be filled up with Hari Lila. Hari Lilamrita. It was a wonderful verse. It was January of 74, the beginning days of January 74. Prabhupada was giving very heavy lectures right from here. I forget where the Vyasa-san was. Maybe, was Vyasa-san over here? It was way over here. Where the museum. Yeah, well, things were a little switched around. And Prabhupada said, I'll never forget, hundreds of devotees were sitting. Prabhupada was speaking. It was actually quite amazing. One hippie came in with two half-dressed girlfriends, one under each arm. Were you here, Naikatma? Beginning of January, like the 5th of January, 1974. We had traveled here from Seattle at the time. Traveling parties were here. And Srila Prabhupada said that during the time of Maharaj Yudhisthira, the actual name of the tape, you can look up the tape, January 5th or 4th, 7th, 1974, if someone is having illicit sex, then kill him. And Prabhupada was lecturing, he said, during the time of Maharaj Yudhisthira, if you broke the regulative principles, then kill him. If someone is getting intoxicated, kill him. Prabhupada was pointing. If someone is having illicit sex, then kill him. And at that time, in the middle of the class, this hippie with two half-dressed girls walked in the room and everyone turned around. Prabhupada said, if someone, you can hear the tape, you can look it up on the folio. If someone is having illicit connection, then kill him during the time of Maharaj Yudhisthira. So, Prabhupada was so heavy and urgent in his plea for us to take up Krishna consciousness, even in his good nature, he would always remind us of the days of yore and what the real consequences are. Of course, he was very kind and liberal, but at the same time, Srila Prabhupada was very strict, and he wanted us to be very seriously strict in Krishna consciousness so that we could join him at the end of this life. Can you imagine? Can you imagine, especially Prabhupada disciples? We had such wonderful time, all Prabhupada disciples sitting here. They know. Maybe some of you others also have experienced. When Prabhupada was here, the time was eternal. The time passed. Many, many years passed, and we didn't even know the time passed. We'd have Prabhupada's association maybe in Mayapur, the rank and file Sankirtan devotees, maybe in Vrindavan for the festivals. And we'd hear of Prabhupada's translations and travels. Maybe we had some little association. Savas had, Naikatma had. We had little association. But because Prabhupada was there, we were with Prabhupada. We were just like we heard the other day that, I think it was Archita said, the son of Srila Prabhupada put his hand on Prabhupada when the toll taker came for the train. And, "Where's your ticket, little boy?" Bali. And he grabbed Prabhupada's leg because he took total shelter of Prabhupada. We were taking so much shelter of Prabhupada that we didn't know anything except Srila Prabhupada and Krishna. I can honestly say that. Sometimes we go on Sankirtan and come back late at night. In Atlanta, Savas, you remember, we'd go out 6 in the morning and come back at midnight. And then we'd go out again after Mangala Arati on Saturday morning. And by Saturday afternoon, you couldn't feel this material world, honestly, isn't it? And we were so absorbed in Prabhupada and Prabhupada's service. So that mood, can you imagine if we can get an opportunity again to go to Prabhupada? To think of Krishna and go to Prabhupada. That is the goal. Wherever Prabhupada is, if we can go and join Prabhupada again, my God, that is Vaikuntha. All glories to Sri Guru and Gauranga.